Welcome to the first hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Well, good evening, everyone. I'm Tracy Pitcox with the Hits Radio program for tonight. It is a very special edition of our program tonight. Country Music Hall of Famer and the most awarded lady in the history of country music, Loretta Lynn, passed away in her sleep at her home in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee, on October the 4th at the age of 90. Tonight, during the Hits Radio show, we're devoting our program to Loretta and her music. We'll be hearing so much of Loretta's music throughout the next 4 hours. Plus, we'll also be hearing some special interview excerpts with Loretta that we've done during the last 30 years. Loretta was a frequent guest with us on the Hits Radio show and a dear friend. And tonight, we're going to look into Loretta's career, her music, and some very special words from Loretta Lynn herself. That's tonight on the Hits Radio show. And we start with her first big hit. Here's one called A Honky Tonk Girl.
Whispering sea rolling
two of the earliest recordings from Country Music Hall of Fame member Loretta Lynn. Loretta's Honky Tonk Girl, which was her first hit, and also the very first song that she wrote called The Whispering Sea. Loretta Lynn was born Loretta Webb in Butcher Holler, Kentucky, on April the 14th, 1932. She was a typical coal miner's daughter during the early years of her life, and on January the 10th, 1948, 15-year-old Loretta Webb married Oliver Doolittle Lynn, better known as Doolittle, Doo, or even Mooney. They only met a month earlier. The Lynns left Kentucky and moved to the logging community of Custer, Washington, where Loretta was 7 months pregnant with the first of her six children. The happiness and heartaches of the early years of marriage would help inspire Loretta Lynn's songwriting career. In 1953, Doolittle bought her a $17 harmony guitar. She taught herself to play the instrument, and over the following 3 years, she worked to improve her guitar playing, listening to the records, especially of her hero, Kitty Wells. With Doolittle's encouragement, she started her own band, Loretta and the Trailblazers, with her brother, Jay Lee, playing lead guitar. She often appeared at Bob's Tavern in Blaine, Washington, and the Delta Grange Hall in Custer, Washington, with the Penn Brothers Band and the Westerners. She cut her first record that you heard at the beginning of the program, I'm a Honky Tonk Girl, in February of 1960. Zero Records released the single. Canadian Don Gracie arranged a recording session in Hollywood where four of Loretta's compositions were recorded, including I'm a Honky Tonk Girl, Whispering Sea, Heartache Meet Mr. Blues, and New Rainbow. Her first release featured Whispering Sea and I'm a Honky Tonk Girl. She signed her first recording contract in February of 1960 with Zero Records. Her album was recorded at the United Western Recorders in Hollywood. Musicians played on the songs were steel guitar great Speedy West, fiddler Harold Hensley, guitarist Roy Lanham, Al Williams on bass, and Muddy Berry on drums. Loretta Lynn commented on different sound of her first recording. She said, well, there is a West Coast sound that is definitely not the same as the Nashville sound. It was a shuffle with a West Coast beat. The Lynns toured the country to promote the release of that record on country stations as well, while Gracie and Del Roy took to the music to KFOX in Long Beach, California. When the Lynns reached Nashville, the song was a hit, climbing to number 14 on Billboard's Country and Western chart, and Loretta began cutting demo records for the Wilburn Brothers Publishing Company. Through the Wilburn, she secured a contract with Decca Records, and the first Loretta Lynn fan club was formed in November of 1960. By the end of that year, Billboard magazine listed Loretta Lynn as the number four most promising country female artist in country music.
You told me all the big things you had planned. just can't get it through my head. You love another now instead. Can't make myself believe we're really through. I'm walking up and down the hall, talking to a silent wall. I'll lose my mind before I'm over you. I think I've almost lost my mind. I think about you all the time. I'm going crazy, yes I know, and I don't. Keep loving you the same. I'll lose my mind before I'm over you. I keep your letters I should burn. I wear your ring I should return. But there's a million foolish things I do. It makes me cry, but you would laugh to know I kiss your photograph. I'll lose my mind before I'm over you. The way you treat me is a shame, but I'll keep loving you the same. I'll lose my mind before I'm over you.
Loretta Lynn, as we honor her tonight, and that is Loretta Before I'm Over You, which was recorded on her second album release for Decca Records, produced by Owen Bradley. That particular album released in 1964, becoming a big hit for Loretta. Loretta released her first Decca single, Success, in 1962 that you heard a few minutes ago, and it went straight to number 6, beginning a string of top 10 singles that would run throughout the 1970s. Loretta's music began to regularly hit the top 10 after 1964 with songs such as Before I'm Over You, which peaked at number 4, followed by Wine, Women, and Song, which peaked at number 3. And then in 1964, she recorded a duet album with another one of her heroes, Ernest Tubb. Their lead single, Mr. and Mrs. Used to Be, peaked within the top 15. The pair recorded two more albums, Singing Again in 1967, and If We Put Our Heads Together in 1969. She recorded to record solo records as well. In 1965, her solo career continued with three major hits, and including Happy Birthday, Blue Kentucky Girl, The Home You're Tearing Down, and The Other Woman.
I'm the other woman, the other woman in your husband's life. Gave him the right to seek that other woman, and you know who was first to cheat on who. From you. But who are they to judge who's wrong or right? Their whispers might be different if they knew what I know. The husband still beats you home every night. But you gave him the right to seek that other woman, and you know who was first to cheat on who. I just accepted love from him you never wanted. The other woman didn't steal from. I watched you leave, that's how I know you're gone. But this heart of mine keeps telling me I'm wrong. I see your face before me every night. In this haunted house, when I turn off the light, sometimes I hear you walk across the floor, and my arms reach out to hold you. I live for all the things we used to do. In this haunted house I'm filled with love for you. This haunted house I'm living in is killing me. The ghost of your love won't set me free. Each morning finds me crying and alone. In this haunted house we used to call our home. Each morning
Loretta Lynn's first self-penned song to actually crack the top 10 was 1966, Dear Uncle Sam. It was among the first recordings to recount the human cost of the Vietnam War. Her 1966 hit, You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man, made Lynn the first country female recording artist to write a number one hit. And in 1967, she followed it with the release of a song that she wrote with her sister Peggy, Don't Come Home A-Drinkin', with Lovin' On Your Mind. Loretta Lynn's next album, Fifth City, was released in 1968. The title track became Loretta's second number one hit as a single earlier that year. And the other single from the album, What Kind of Girl Do You Think I Am, peaked within the top 10 as well. She followed that with Your Squaw Is On the Warpath, which spawned two top five country hits, including the title track, as well as You Just Stepped In from Stepping Out on Me.
I'm proud that I can introduce a proud little mother right now, and we're real proud over here at the Opry, too. She sings a mighty fine songs and records for Decca. Let's make her welcome with a great big welcome. Here is Miss Loretta Lynn. Come in, darling.
Well, I'm at home a-working and a-slaving this way. Time. start to think and then I give on up the wine.
In the 1960s, many record labels were teaming up some of their biggest artists with each other to do special duet projects. As we mentioned earlier, Ernest Tubb and Loretta Lynn were teamed together. Owen Bradley gave Ernest Tubb the right to pick anyone on the label, any other female artist on the label, Decca Records, that he wanted to record with. At that particular time, he could have chosen people like Kitty Wells or Brenda Lee or another number of entertainers that were recording for Decca Records. But he actually chose Loretta, and Loretta was just getting started at that time. She told me that of all the artists that he could have picked, he picked her because he said that she sang with great sincerity, and he appreciated that. They recorded some very successful projects, including this one called Mr. and Mrs. Used to Be.
We go our separate ways, Mr. and Mrs. used to be. For oh so long I've loved you, I know that you loved me. But time moved on and we grew far apart. It's not the way I want it, but the judge has set you free. Although you're still the first one in my heart, I just don't understand it, how people such as we could know the love that we have known but somehow disagree. I hope that you'll be happy,
the same to you from me.
Now we go our separate ways, Mr. and Mrs. used to be.
Belongs to me. What started out as heaven reached an end.
I guess we could have made it, but pride stood in our way. For love to live, it must have word we never seem to say. Kiss the kids for me.
Now
we go our separate ways, Mr. and Mrs. used to be.
Well, I know where you're going and who's gonna meet you there. I know how coming home, but guess who doesn't care? Tonight I'll step out too, and since I won't be here, happy birthday, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. My best wishes may be early, but I'm not sticking around to bake a cake for your birthday while you're out running around.
She can help you celebrate. May she bring you lots of cheer. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. Now I've made my mind up, late seconds long enough. You think I don't mean it, so you're gonna call my bluff. But I'll be busy packing while you're holding her near. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. My best wishes may be early, but I'm not sticking around to bake the cake for your birthday while you're out running around. She can help you celebrate. May she bring you lots of cheer. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas, and Happy, Happy New Year. You left me for the bright lights of the town. A country boy set out to see the world. Remember when those city lights shined down? That big old moon shines on your Kentucky girl. I swear I love you by the moon. Is it shining in your world? Some morning when you wake up all alone, just come on home to your blue Kentucky girl. Don't wait to bring great riches home to me. I need no diamond rings or fancy pearls. Just bring yourself here, all I'll ever need. That's good enough.
It's hard to sit here by myself each night, not knowing where you are or when I'll hold you tight. Yes, I have temptations. Sometimes it's pretty rough, but temptation's never strong as our sweet love. 'Cause our hearts are holding hands across the mile. Even though we're lonely, we can smile. 'cause I know you're my woman.
And I know you're my man.
We're far apart, but our hearts are holding hands.
Today a stranger looked my way and flashed his gold, and said he'd buy me all the treasures I could hold. I took out your last letter where you wrote you love me so, and there I found the strength to tell him no.
'Cause our hearts are holding hands across the mile. Even though we're lonely, we can smile. I know you're my woman.
And I know you're my man.
We're far apart, but our hearts are holding hands. And come what may, our hearts are holding hands.
Loretta Lynn had some favorite songwriters throughout her career in the business. The Home You're Tearing Down actually was a number 10 record on Billboard's country music charts. The song was Loretta's fourth top 10 single under the Decca recording label. It was also the fourth song that Loretta recorded that was composed by Betty Sue Perry. It was included on her studio album called I Like Them Country. Dear Uncle Sam was recorded at Columbia Recording Studio on November the 15th, 1965, and it's told from the perspective of a wife whose spouse is entering the Vietnam War and was one of the first country songs to discuss war. It was Loretta's second self-composed song to enter into the country music charts behind I'm a Honky Tonk Girl back in 1960. It reached the number 4 spot on Billboard country charts, but it seems like any time there was any kind of a war going on, this particular song would get yet another life in Loretta's version of Dear Uncle Sam.
Dear Uncle Sam, I just got your telegram, and I can't believe that this is me, shaken like I am. For it said, I'm sorry to inform you.
You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man was actually based on a real-life woman that Loretta had met backstage before a concert. Loretta recounted in 2016 that the woman confided in Loretta about how another woman attempted to steal her husband from her. In response to her words, Lynn replied, "Honey, she ain't woman enough to take your man." Following that conversation, Loretta went into her dressing room and wrote the song. "You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man" reached number 2 on the Billboard Hot Country charts in 1966, and the song became her 8th top 10 single on the country chart and her biggest hit up to that point. It was also included in her 1966 studio album by the same title, "You Ain't Woman Enough."
In a booth back in a corner where the lights are way down low, in the arms of a man I hardly know, I let the devil take over this heart of mine. When I lost your love, well, I almost lost my mind. I never thought I'd ever fall this low, but here I hardly know. In a booth back in a corner where the lights are way down low, in the arms of a man I hardly know.
Come around.
Well, Loretta was never afraid to tackle other songs, whether it be pop or rock songs, and make them her own country songs. And she did that with the Nancy Sinatra hit, These Boots Are Made for Walkin', which became a fan favorite of Loretta throughout the years.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess, yes, you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep a saying when you ought to be a changing. Now what's right is right, and you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep a playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep a thinking that you'll never get burned. I've just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah, and what he knows, you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. With a broken heart that's filled with misery, it seems that my world is to an end. Just dreaming of things that might have been. Oh, why don't that old sunshine bright today?
Well, tonight on a very special edition of the Hits Radio Show here at KNEL-FM 95.3 and on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com, we are honoring the music and the legacy of Loretta Lynn during our 4 hours this evening. We hope that you might enjoy some of Loretta's great music, as well as some special remembrances from Loretta Lynn herself from some of the previous interviews that she has done with us on the Hits Radio Show during the last 30 years.
Just can't be hurt. You're not the only one who knows a trick or two. Someday I might rub your face in the dirt. Well, your little playhouse is sitting on sticks of dynamite. I might get mad tonight and light the fuse. If you come in and find out you'll know the devil's here collecting dues. Cause the devil gets his dues and you start paying. When he collects, you know you've paid your debt. The devil gets his dues like I've been saying. You'll hurt just like you've hurt me, you can't bet.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.